This is Kelly Blewett. In Norwich, Vermont, there is a small bookstore that has been open for nearly 20 years. Penny and Liza, the owners, are unflappable and perfectly wonderful. I had the good fortune to work there briefly when my family lived in the area. And when I vacationed in New England this summer, I once again heard the tinkling bell and saw the colorful display of brand new books. I was there now as a customer, and I knew where to browse. I would buy my next read from the staff picks wall, which is just on the right when you walk in the store. What has Penny been reading lately? I wondered. And that's how I happened upon Sue Miller's 10th novel, The Arsonist, which released in June. I knew it was going to be a doozy. The book is set in Vermont, and our characters are the newly retired Professor Alfred Rowley, his wife Sylvia, and their daughter Frankie, who is just home from doing taxing relief work in Africa. No sooner has the daughter laid eyes on her parents than problems begin stirring in the town. Homes are being set on fire, but only when they are unoccupied. As the summer progresses, it becomes increasingly apparent that a serial arsonist is on the loose. But who is it? And what's the motive? The fires unleash all kinds of trouble for everyone from law enforcement to the town newspaper man, from the townies who have lived there forever to the summer folks who just want their vacation to proceed peacefully, and for their house to remain standing when they go back to their normal lives. The community becomes increasingly divided, fearful, and introspective. This fire is not simply destroying physical property. It is burning away emotional and communal debris that hid conflicts between the summer folks and the townies for years. For Frankie and her parents, the fires strike frighteningly close to home. Her parents are summer people who have retired to the area, and as such, they have a liminal position in the community. They are in a period of reassessment themselves. Frankie's father, a retired college professor, is beginning to present symptoms of Alzheimer's, which Miller suggests is a sort of arson of the mind. There are days when he feels as though he is disappearing, going up in smoke as surely as the summer homes of the wealthy half of the community. Meanwhile, his childhood, hard-scrabble years of foster care papered over by degrees from terrific colleges, is beginning to haunt him. What is appealing about this book, then, is not simply its plot, though that is mysterious enough to keep turning the pages, but rather the way that plot intersects with the lives of key characters, revealing truths and changing their stories, turning up the heat, both literally and figuratively, as they stumble in confusion and hope toward the best sort of happiness they can find. For Frankie, questions of the future and her own identity loom large. Will she go back to Africa? Does duty to her family outweigh her commitment to her work? Who will she be when this summer is over? My own trip to Vermont proved much less dramatic than Sue Miller's novel might have you suspecting. I did not witness any fires, but I did get to visit a wonderful bookstore, which is still standing as cozily and appealingly as ever, and whose proprietress still has wonderful taste in books. So I join Penny in recommending to you Sue Miller's The Arsonist. Even if you're sticking around Cincinnati, this one is well worth picking up. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Kelly Blewett.